In what could be a prelude to even bigger demonstrations on Tuesday, tens of thousands of Egyptians are protesting in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Helicopters flew overhead late Monday as demonstrators defied a government-imposed curfew and continued to call for President Hosni Mubarak to step down.
This great Egyptian revolution, we are in a revolution, and we will destroy Mubarak.
Protesters have called for people across Egypt to come together for a million-person march in Cairo on Tuesday to force Mr. Mubarak's resignation. Waves of angry demonstrators also have called for a general strike, although much of the Egyptian capital already is shut down. President Mubarak has appointed a vice president for the first time since his presidency began in late 1981. He also has appointed a new interior minister and finance minister in what analysts say is an apparent attempt to quell the angry protests. Many Egyptians had been calling for the firing of Interior Minister Habib Adli after deadly clashes between police and demonstrators. Protesters in Cairo say they are not satisfied with the changes. This man says the cabinet still represents the same regime. He says Mr. Mubarak is bluffing the Egyptian people with his new cabinet in the same way he has been bluffing them the last 30 years. Protesters carrying banners with Mr. Mubarak's face marked out and wielding signs that say, "Get out," are holding their ground across Egypt. In Alexandria, hundreds marched in an anti-government protest around the port city. Egypt's government has stepped up the presence of military and police forces in an apparent effort to maintain peace ahead of Tuesday's protest. The army has vowed not to use force against what is expected to be an unprecedented number of protesters. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.